Hadley Base, Houston. The only two items we have remaining to brief you on are the EVA plants themselves, and at Hadley, Houston. The item that slipped me there for a moment was PRD readouts, when you get a chance. That and the Traverse plans are all that are hanging so far.
Okay. Okay, Houston, Hadley Base here, we're ready to talk over the EVA with you if you like.
Good morning, Hadley Base. This is Houston, and we're ready to talk over the EVA.
Okay, what do we need out to talk about, or with? Maps or anything?
Dave and Jim, I think that actually you'll have to write very little down. Just file a few things away in your memory, but it's going to follow naturally, and I don't think there's any major complication here. Most of it we can do using checklist and your knowledge of the front and the traverse rationale, and I'll just take it from the top if you're ready.
Okay, we're ready.
Roger, Dave, and wondered if you were going to shoot a little pool today.
Oh, no, we're saving that for tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, that sounds like good news. I'm going to start with a general rationale for the 6.5 hour EVA we're coming up on here, and then I'll get down to some details. I won't give you all the details of the traverse right now, but a lot of them I think we can pick up as we go along, depending really on what we see as we travel along. Basically, the EVA will last, as I said, 6 hours, 30 minutes, and this is based on our experience from yesterday. Consequently, the EVA to traverse distance has been shortened somewhat to provide good geological exploration with a minimum of travel time, primarily at the front. We're going to strike out for the front first, just as planned. However, we're going to skip Station 4 for the time being, range along the front, and we may very well pick up Station 4 and its corresponding activities on the way home. We're looking for craters like Spur Crater and Window Crater, but I'm using these only as examples of craters that have cleanly excavated front material for us and have provided a variety of fragments to sample. We want to return to the limb with about 1 hour and 30 minutes remaining. And Dave, we're going to ask you to invest some few more minutes on the drilling activity. We've got fairly detailed procedures for you to follow, and I'll go into those. So when it seems a reasonable time to do so, Jim, at the same time, we're going to ask you to carry out some miscellaneous tasks around the limb while Dave's out at the drill site. And finally, with about 45 minutes remaining, and this is a one-time special good deal for you, Jim, we're going to carry out Station 8 activities in the vicinity of the limb. In other words, we will not do our Station 8 activities on our homeward-bound journey from the front. Now, I'll stop here and ask for questions, and then I'll go in to some more detailed rationale for the way the traverse will break out later on. Over.
Okay, Joe, that sounds like good planning to us. We're all set. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, thank you. I'm going to go through the stations and the rationale behind some of our decisions now, starting with the first one. Egress the limb. We'll have a couple of small housekeeping chores for you to get out of the way on the rover for us, and they're basically, we're going to give invest 30 more seconds in our front steering problem, and perhaps a minute in taping up the TV antenna cable, and I'll be back to you on that a little later. Then we're going to strike out immediately for the front. In other words, head south. We want to delete station 4 outbound. And the rationale is, as all of us already know, the priority on that is considerably lower than other stations. And we may very well pick up station 4 on the way home anyway. We're not going to try to range all the way down to front crater. We think similar to front along the way. And the long travel time decreases our geology time along the front. Now, we want to reroute our front traverses to the area of Window Crater and Spur Crater. In other words, stations 6 and 7, the station 6 and 7 area right there in the highly touted boutonnage. And we're going to depend very much on the observations from the two of you, and it's going to be dealer's choice, your choice, on exactly where you'd like to range and where you'd like to carry out your major sampling tasks. Let me emphasize that we're looking now primarily for a wide variety of rock samples from the front. You've seen the breccias already. We think they're... may very well be some large crystal igneous, and we'd like samples of those and whatever variety of rocks which you're able to find for us, but primarily a large number of documented samples and fragment samples. We're going to add a comprehensive rake and soil sample someplace in this area. Once again, we'd like you to try the rake, but if it doesn't work with about the first swipe across the surface, we'll give that up as a bad idea. Just don't want you to spend too much time using the rake. I'll unkey now and ask for any more questions.
No questions, Joe. You're really talking our language today. Go.
Roger, Dave. Finally, and I've touched on this already, we'll return, on our way home, once again we'll skip station 8, but don't get your hopes too high, Jim, because we're going to pick that up right before we ingress the LEM, and we're just going to carry that out closer to the LEM than we had previously planned. We're going to ask you to pick up the miscellaneous tasks around the LEM, Jim, while Dave is out working at the ALSEP site. And finally, the two of you will start on Station 8 activities at the LEM together after Dave finishes the working around it with the drill. And that basically is it. Let me go back through again and comment on a few new activities we've added to. We'll want you to carry out, in addition to things on your checklist listed under Station 6 and Station 7. And I'll have to unkey and shuffle papers here a minute, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay, give us about 5 minutes, too. Will you please, Joe?
Roger, Dave. I'll stand by for your call here.
Okay.